This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Because we all know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Let's do it, y'all. Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
Last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Brianna, a pool technician in Pflugerville, makes $35,000 a year. On the phone with us now is Cassandra from Central Austin. Good morning, Cassandra.
Hello.
Hi, Cassandra.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. So Cassandra is a school psychologist.
Ooh.
We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Cassandra. Then we're going to ask you a bunch of questions, and when we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back, we'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds starts right now. What is it, high school, college, middle school?
I work with elementary kids.
The only thing I didn't say. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sarah. Let me just ask this one more question. Do you feel like your job has gotten more stressful over the last couple of years?
100% for a variety of reasons.
Right.
Now, what did you have? What's your, like, degree in?
I have a bachelor's in psychology. I have a master's in educational psychology and a specialist in education and school psychology.
Dang, someone's banking.
Spend a lot of years in school.
I'm very intrigued to find out the answer to this question. Do you, and this has nothing to do with your salary, but do you find it more difficult to talk to elementary school children or adults?
Probably adults. Kids, especially elementary kids, they're just so much fun to talk to. They're so cute and they're still unjaded and they're a lot more fun to talk to.
So you're employed by, like, the school district, and is there a psychologist in every school, and is it just
Are you private?
That's a great question. I'm employed by a school district, and depending on where you are in the state, is like, Austin is a bigger area, so there's, it's more likely to have more school psychologists in each school, but it's not always. Sometimes we're split between two or three campuses.
But you're just on one.
I serve a couple.
Oh, you serve a couple.
Okay, I got a gauge. I'm good.
So why, with that immense level of education, why did you decide to go into school psychology?
So I did start down the route of clinical psychology because I wanted the whole thing where I had an office and people were going to lay on my couch. And as I started the coursework for that, I just realized it wasn't for me. It wasn't really what I thought it was going to be. And I learned about school psychology, which combined working in schools, which I loved, and psychology, which I loved. And it just really seemed like the perfect path.
There you go.
So interesting. This is going to be good. Cassandra from Central Austin, how much does she make as a school psychologist? Text your guest right now to 51993. Alex is definitely going to use one of your messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from, okay, so we can thank you. Again, text your guest to 51993. We're going to find out how much money Cassandra makes next in 3 minutes when she shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. On the phone with us is Cassandra from Central Central Austin. Cassandra is a school psychologist. What else do we learn, Sarah?
All right. So we learned she works with elementary school kids. And Booker asked if her job has gotten more stressful over the past couple of years, and it has. She's a bachelor, a master's, and she's a specialist. So a lot of schooling. And he asked if it was more difficult to talk to the elementary school kids or the adults. And she said the adults. She is employed by the school district. She serves a couple of campuses. She started in clinical psychology because she wanted the whole, I have an office and people lay on my couch and tell me their stories. And once she started coursework, decided it wasn't really for her. So she loves working in schools and psychology. And why do they have that for elementary school kids? Well, it's all about evaluating kids at that age and finding different things that they're struggling with, and also helping with trauma that kids in elementary school experience, just like kids in other grades. And kids that are in elementary school need support too.
Wow, somebody was paying attention.
Me? No joke.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Me?
I'm a note taker.
Oh, me?
Oh. Me? Oh. I take notes.
And then, and then that's when everyone in the class rolls their eyes.
Let's start off with our guest is Alex Franco.
We got a text of 51993 from Stephanie that I'm totally going with. She said, take my word, I work for Indeed here in Austin. She makes $93,500. I'm like, okay.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Bro, she works for job staffing. I mean, she knows. She should
know. That's a bit off for my guess.
Oh, so man. Yeah.
Somebody's going to be wrong here big time.
60,000?
See, I said 62,500.
Oh, dang.
That
oh.
was my guess. Hey, so one of us is going to be way off.
If this Stephanie is off, Indeed needs to let her go.
All right. So Sarah said 60. I said 62,500. And Alex Franco is going with 93,500. Big gap, y'all. Mm-hmm. Big gap. So let's not wait another second. Let's find out right now. What's that magic number? How much are you making every year?
61,000.
What?
Hey!
Oh, my God! Hey, 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 hey. I mean, Brad Booker and Sarah Osborne need to go work for Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed we do.
You guys
I might need
it.
To go work for Indeed, too.
Oh, man. I have to. And the reason I asked you, with all of that education, all the time and energy that you put into learning and mastering your craft, you're obviously doing this because you feel like it's rewarding and you're helping the kids. Because although $60,000 is nothing to scoff at, I feel like with your level of education, you could be making quite a bit more.
Yeah, I definitely have a passion for working with kids and being their advocate when they might not have one otherwise. The other thing to remember is that salary is also based on 198-day contract. So it's not a full year.
It's a good point.
Oh, that's right.
It's a very good point.
And that is right.
We have some time off over the summer. And
that's
so
right.
we get paid by the number of days we work. So it's not all that bad.
Yeah. Could you, if you wanted to, work during the summer?
Some districts have longer contracts where you could work year round. It just depends on which district you're in and what you want to do.
Oh, well, there
that's
you go.
That's cool.
There is an opportunity to make
that's
more
great.
Money. Do you have kids yourself?
I have a seventh grader.
And do you talk to them like you're a psychologist?
I can't help it.
Well, thank you for everything you do for our children. We're so appreciative.
Seriously.
But thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not even have to use your name or tell us where you work. But would you call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.